You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is about, it starts off with nothing is important. Nothing important is going on here. All of this is meant to be fun. And that there's an illusion that you don't have what you need to do what you need to do, which is not true. In the moment, you always have whatever you need to do whatever you need to do. So if you're exploring who you authentically are, then you'll be provided with everything you need to explore that idea. If you are exploring the limited version of you or the version of you that is in lack or fear or whatever, then you have everything you need to explore that version of you. So it's really about choosing your exploration. And I think Joshua highlights this really well in this episode. I think you'll find it very enjoyable. If you'd like to learn more about Joshua, please visit theteachingsofjoshua.com. We also have another podcast called The Law of Attraction Roundtable, and you can check that out. So get set and enjoy today's episode. We are thrilled to be here.
Joshua, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Joshua.
Welcome.
So imagine if there wasn't anything important happening here in physical reality. Imagine all your needs are taken care of. Imagine there's nothing you have to be, do, or have, anything other than you have right now in this moment. Imagine that the version of you that exists is the perfect version of you to do whatever you need to do now, and that you wouldn't want to be any different than you are now in any way. So if you were to say to yourself, I wish this, or I wish that, or I wish the other thing, you're just not really appreciating the perfection of the moment. You're not really understanding that you already have everything. And of course, this is brought on by the illusion that's sometimes created in physical reality that things should be different than they are, that you should be different than you are, that people should be different than they are. But in reality, in the moment, everything is exactly right for you to do whatever you need to do. Now, of course, you don't really know what that is. You don't know who you truly are or why you're here or what's in store for you. In fact, you would not want to know these things. The whole purpose of this fantastic journey in physical reality is to go through whatever you're going through, learn from those experiences, gain from those experiences, and move along a journey of self-discovery to discover more about who you are, more about who everyone else is in your life, and more about the conditions that you've created. And when you're ready to create new conditions, you will. When you're ready to act on inspiration, you will. When you're ready to set yourself up for the next exploration, you'll do just that. Or you'll say, no, I don't really want to do that yet. I have a little bit of fear around that. I don't want to risk any loss. I don't want to risk any rejection. I don't want things to change too much because I'm comfortable with the way things are. And we'll say, everything that is created in the moment. And so you will always be creating whatever you're comfortable with. So if you can stand back from that idea of being in comfort and think more about moving forward to discover who you truly are, who everyone else truly is, and what you are here to do. You see, you came here leading the way for many others to follow. Your interest in these teachings and in who you might actually be and in how to navigate this reality in a more effective way has led you right where you are now. So you are at the forefront of this leading edge of thought, and you are blazing trails whether you understand it or not. But you cannot know where this is all going to lead, because if you knew from your limited perspective, you'd feel a bit of fear. And so we say, think about what's exciting or interesting in the moment. Think about what fears will always pop up when you contemplate those things. think about what are the limiting beliefs that are causing these fears to pop up. Think about how you're feeling as you anticipate what's coming up in your future. Think about, are you feeling negative emotion indicating that you're buying into an illusion that does not really exist? Or are you being led through positive emotion by your inner self to a greater future, a greater possibility, a greater idea of who you could be if you knew more about the system of physical reality and the truth of who you are and these things we've been telling you for a long time? So imagine now that this is the starting point and that you've come to understand that your emotions are simply your guidance system. And that when you're feeling some tinge of negative emotion, it's because you're mentally elsewhere. You're not in the present moment, because in the present moment, everything always is perfect. In the present moment, there is nothing to fear. You have everything you need. You are taken care of in any way. It's only the thoughts about the future or the past that allow you to drift off into a different idea, an idea that is not really what's going on, but that focus of your attention is actually what's going to bring you to the next step. So if you're focusing on something that you think is wrong, well, then you'll have to get around that idea before you can take a step forward. Manifestation events will come to you to show you where your limiting beliefs are. It's all part of the process. And your negative emotion is all you need to really be aware of, because the negative emotion is simply saying that you're captivated by the illusion. You're focusing on something you do not prefer. Change your focus around the thing you do not prefer and wonder why you don't prefer. Wonder why you think it's bad. Wonder why you think it's wrong. If you could come with a clean slate, as we're asking you to think about who you are now, you could look at every single thing in your reality from a higher perspective and actually receive joy in everything, even the things you think are wrong. There's no need to dwell on the wrongness of anything. In fact, if you can turn your attention towards the positive aspects of everything you think is wrong, you will immediately feel a bit of relief. And this is your sign that you're back on track of self-discovery. And this is exactly what you wanted to do. This is where all of you are headed towards. This is what all of you intended prior to your birth. And you're making an amazing progress. We are looked down at you and we say, we wonder at your ability to actually choose these thoughts deliberately, choose your mood deliberately, choose your emotional state of being deliberately, feeling better, coming into alignment more and more of the time, and then receiving inspiration. And if you could simply act on a few of those inspired ideas every day, you would make amazing progress towards the life that you intended to live this time around. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
Hi, Joshua. I have a question.
Yes.
So it's about sleeping and waking up. So the other day I had my little nephews sleep over at my house, three of them, and they were having a blast running around, chasing each other, playing hide and seek, laughing, chatting. And I went to sleep still hearing them laughing and chatting about nothing. And it gave me a big smile. I myself was giggling, and I had the best sleep in years. And then in the morning, the alarm went off. It startled me so badly. I got an instant headache. I wanted to vomit for the next 2 hours. I was miserable. And I don't understand how that could have happened when I was so happy when I went to sleep. I had such a nice sleep.
You set the alarm. The alarm caused you to come out of your sleep as a form of control. Prior to setting the alarm, you may have said, whether it was the night before or your habit, you set the alarm saying, I must wake up this time in order to get my day started in the way that I need to do it, to do all the things I need to do. And this is really not the way it is at all. You're not designed to need something outside of you to control any aspect of your life, including sleep itself. If you could just go with the flow of what was happening in every single moment of your life without needing to take care of all these things you think you have to take care of, everything would work out perfectly, because your inner self would alert you to everything that you needed to get done. because your inner self is always with you in every single moment of your life, while you're asleep, while you're awake, while you're paying attention, while you're not paying attention. Your inner self is always guiding you there. If you could allow yourself to be in the state of receiving guidance from your inner self, you would get the thought, now's the time to wake up. And you would wake up effortlessly and easily, possibly like you did when you were a child. If all of you could think back to the times of your life when you slept perfectly, we'll say most of those times were when you were a child. You had fun during the day, you were used all of your energy, you fell asleep, whether it was a nap or whether it was during the night, and the next thing you knew, you woke up and it was light coming in the windows. The light didn't wake you up, the noises didn't wake you up, the other people in the house didn't wake you up, you woke up when you were ready to wake up. And then you had nothing you needed to do. You were going to play all day. You were going to have fun all day. You were just going to get up and go. And that's what you did. And remember, if you can, the amazing amounts of energy that you all had when you were children. Because the energy was on full stream. It was coming from source, as it always does. All the energy you need to do whatever you need to do without resistance will come if you allow it. But as you get older and you have all these things to do and you wish things were different, what you're actually doing is resisting the moment and resisting the moment and resisting the moment. And by the end of the day, your body's not tired, but you are tired from all this resistance. And so you fall down asleep, but you're only doing it to sort of get away from that resistance. And if you sleep all night long, wonderful, no big deal, it's great, and you are reset for the next day. But the second you wake up, your mind starts attracting thoughts of what needs to be done. What problems do I have to take care of today? What are all the big obstacles I have to overcome today? And we will say that this is all a perspective, because nothing important is happening. There is nothing you need to get done. And in fact, if you could operate as a blended being with your inner self, receiving guidance from your inner self in the forms of thoughts and inspiration, the inspiration would be fun, would be interesting, would be enjoyable, even if it's washing the dishes or washing the laundry or mowing the lawn or whatever you have to do, going to work, interacting with people all day. If you could, rather than doing things you think you have to do out of effort and struggle to get done what you think needs to be done, doing what you're inspired to do out of joy and fun, doing the things that come up when they come up and leaving the rest behind, you would absolutely accomplish everything you need to do. Plus, you would act on enough inspiration that would lead you forward in joy to all the desires that you have made manifest into your reality. So look at the life and a day of a child and how carefree it is, not worrying about this or that or the other thing until they get in their teenage years, but thinking about only having fun. How much fun can we have? And not resisting it when things aren't going that well as much as the adult would, and getting back into ease whenever they felt negative emotion rather quickly, unlike the adult who wants to stew and stress and worry about it over and over and over and over again until some manifestation event happens or something comes into the physical body. If you could live your life like a child, simply acting on inspiration, you would become highly effective in everything you do. Your life would be one of joy and ease and bliss and exhilaration, and you would sleep well at night. Now, we're not here to say that sleeping well at night is optimal, because a lot of times in the middle of the night, it's the best time to talk to your inner self. You're not doing anything else. You're not distracted by your devices or what's on the news or what people are doing around the house. You have time to yourself. And so sometimes your inner self will wake you up in the middle of the night, have a quick conversation, and then let you go right back to sleep. And you would have enough rest. You would feel completely rejuvenated. Whether you slept 2 hours a night, 6 hours a night, 8 hours a night, it wouldn't matter. It's not the sleep that's important. It's the resistance that you offer during your day. And so we say, turn off that alarm, stop watching the news, stop paying attention to all the things that you think you need to get done, stop paying attention or focusing on the things you think are wrong, and just be like that child, have as much fun as you can, and you will sleep like a baby.
Okay, so I just had a curiosity because I have had the alarm clock go off before, and it's never pleasant. But this time my reaction was so severe, like instant headache, and I wanted to throw up, and I tried to throw up, and that's not what normally happens.
Yes, because now you have the example in your own home of what it's like to be carefree and what it's like to be controlling. And so as you've raised your vibration to see things from a higher perspective, when you encounter forms of control that no longer serve you, then you can be made aware of it in terms that will capture your attention. And this is what you want. You do not want to be numb to these mechanisms of control that you've put in place. You want to know exactly what you're doing. And as you get better at raising your vibration and being more in alignment, you'll become even more emotionally sensitive to all these little things that you have in place, because you very much want to know every single form of control, every single limiting belief, everything, single thing that is keeping you from the life of your dreams. And isn't that true? Isn't that the top priority? I would like to know what I'm doing that's limiting my expansion to become who I truly am. I do not want to live in the illusion anymore, so please bring it on. Let me know all of the things that other people may think is normal, like an alarm clock, or like watching the news, or like gossiping, or like hoarding your toilet paper in the attic so you have enough, or all these silly little things that you're doing trying to control this reality. We say control cannot work in this reality. Give up all forms of control, because all forms of control are based in fear, and live a life of ease and joy. You want to know when you're living in fear and when you're living in joy. When you're doing your part to process limiting beliefs, to focus on the positive aspects, to think positively, to give up as much control as you can, your vibration will raise and you'll get more clarity. Now, clarity could come in the form of, maybe I shouldn't set the alarm this time. And you say, no, I need to wake up. That's part of being human. You have to wake up. You can't just sleep all day. That's irresponsible. And so you set your alarm or let it be set for you. And then your inner self is going to make you aware of this form of control when you're ready to be aware of it. And so you're now aware of the form of control of having an alarm clock. You are now inspired not to turn the alarm clock on. What would happen if I just woke up whenever I woke up? Would things really fall apart? And for others of you, it might be other forms of control. You might be trying to control your children, and they may react violently. You might be trying to control your mate, and you might get into an argument. You might be trying to get control your finances, and you receive an uninspected bill. All forms of control must be flushed out so that you can notice them as forms of control, so that you can remove that control and get back to the life of ease that those inner youth are living as an example for you.
Okay. Thank you. That was very helpful.
Thank you. Who's next?
Joshua.
Yes, right.
Yeah, real quick. Anyway, Jessica, that was awesome. The sheet that came out, I was about 2 hours on it yesterday. It's just those in between the questions is awesome. They really help. So the other thing I was reading on the process, and it talks about raise the intensity of desire. And from an old school position, I would probably focus harder, struggle more, and have more effort. Today, I was looking at it again, trying to really figure out it. So that's my question. What does this mean?
So you're referring to the manifestation event form that Jessica has laid out for you in a process that will take you step by step by step to process limiting beliefs or enhance beneficial beliefs.
Yeah.
So in processing a limiting belief, your vibration is raised through the reducing of the intensity of the limiting belief. In enhancing a beneficial belief, your vibration is raised because your perspective of yourself is raised as well. Yeah. Now, you have a set of desires. Some are based in lack and fear. I don't have enough money. If I had enough money, I'd feel secure. I don't feel secure now. I'd like to solve the problem of feeling insecure. So if I had more money, I believe I'd feel less insecure. And we say this would not be true, because even if you effort and struggled your way to more money, the security feeling has not been dealt with. You haven't done anything to change your belief systems to create more security first. You see, if you created the security within, the feeling of security first, then whatever would show up to enable you to explore that feeling at a higher level. It might be money, it might be something else, it might be some research that you're inspired to do, it might be all kinds of different things. But from the limited perspective of not feeling secure financially, you might think the way to this is to effort and struggle through security. And we say, focus on the feeling of it first. Now, manifestation events come to point out belief systems. When an event happens and you respond to it negatively, as if it's a bad thing, you'll receive guidance from your inner self in the form of negative emotion. The intensity of that negative emotion refers to the intensity of the limiting belief that was triggered by the event, and fear was initiated out of that. So the more fear you received in response to that, the more intense the limiting belief was. And that fear will often create urges to change conditions. On the flip side of that is the beneficial belief that is shown to you through a manifestation event where you feel joy or happiness or love or something like that. Now, if you can milk that experience, you can look at the event as even more positive. Why am I feeling so good about this? Oh, it must be I have an empowering belief about this. Why do I feel so good when a relative has a newborn baby? Because I can see that the baby's life is to be lived and there's so much going on there, and they'll be a joy for the parents and they can interact now as a family, and all these things that everyone wants is coming to fruition, and that the universe is a wonderful, loving environment for these kinds of experiences. In doing that and milking that situation, you're raising your intensity of your beliefs that are empowering. Now, that alone will allow you to be more receptive to events like this, to put yourself in situations that give rise to events like this, and to bring forth all of the manifestations of your desires that are around this subject. So it's the subject of a newborn baby, it's family, it's togetherness, it's helping others, it's supporting others, it's all these things that you came here to experience, and it's part of who you truly are. If you're saying, I want this desire, so I'm going to ramp up my feelings about prosperity, for instance, that's still a form of control. You're still doing it to get an end. It's transactional, you see. And we say there is no real need to do anything other than milk the joy that's in every experience that you find pleasurable. See it from a higher perspective. See that you're worthy of it. See that all the good things are coming to you. When you get the first spot in a parking lot, think of how a magnificent creator that you really are. When you get the last spot in a parking lot, think about how fortunate you are that you have legs that can carry you into the store, and that you still save the spaces for those who need it. You see, every situation that you come to, when you come to a green light, you can say, look how easy it is for me to travel around town, move effortlessly through town to go where I need to go. When you come to a red light, say, look at this opportunity I have now to take time and think about the beautiful trees that are right here and the stores that are going on, all the people coming and going. Always look at everything, not just putting lip service to a positive effect, because that's still a form of control, to really appreciate everything that's always working out for you. Whether it's something that you would normally judge as good or bad, right or wrong, you can see everything from the highest perspective. We want to take a little time here and talk about this idea of being positive. This is a wonderful thing, but if you're doing it to control your reality, I'm going to be positive so I can make more money. I'm going to be positive so I'll have more friends. I'm going to be positive to change my conditions. It's still a form of control. And this is why so many people get stuck in the law of attraction. Just like Gary used to when he first heard about the law of attraction, he said, I'm going to use this law of attraction stuff to get all my money back. While that was absolutely better than bemoaning his situation, it got him stuck. It got him saying, I'm doing all this positive affirmation nonsense, and it's not really getting me what I think I want. But what it did get him is a course towards everything he truly wanted. Now, from his perspective back then, this would be so bizarre that he couldn't fathom how this could be something he truly wanted. He wanted more money. He wanted a nice house. He wanted a nice car. He wanted to do all these things he wanted to do. He didn't know what was going to come for him. And so as he raised his vibration, just trying to be positive and trying to think of things from the higher perspective and trying to be open to new ideas, it led him here. And he could see that he didn't have to do all the work. Instead, he could just have fun renovating houses and playing poker and doing the things he was doing with investing and buying houses and fixing them up and selling them and doing all those things in joy and ease. And it was an amazing transformation, because prior to this finding the secret and finding Abraham, he had been efforting and struggling his entire life, doing all these things. And he was even renovating houses. But back in those days, it was always worried about if they would get it done on time, if a buyer was going to buy it, if the neighbors were going to complain, if the things were going to be stolen out of the house during the middle of construction, all this worry, 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 worry. When he let go of all that and said, I'm going to think about the entire neighborhood and that the sale of this house will help everyone's house appreciate. So the neighbors were going to really love the fact that I'm doing this house. And I'm going to let the workers do their thing because they are experts and they can be trusted. And I'm going to pop in and give a little assistance when I can, but let them take care of it. And I'm not going to care how long it takes. And I know that I'm going to make this house perfect for the buyer who comes in, who could never have done all the things that I can do because I have the vision and I have seen enough houses and done enough appraisals that I know how a floor plan works and what people are looking for, and I can make it beautiful for this next buyer. So it'll be a win-win for all the people involved in this transaction, and it'll be fun. And in doing that, he literally spent a fraction of the time, and it was all fun. There was no effort in it whatsoever. And of all those houses he did, there was never a problem. They all went smoothly. It was absolutely like magic. And people would comment, you have some kind of golden arrow of light coming down, shining on you, that's making everything work. He didn't know that that was just the source within him flowing in love. And he just let it play out. And as it played out, he was given new inspiration whenever he was ready. And this led him on the journey to where he is now. So the same is true for all of you. If you can let go of needing to control anything in your environment and just have a lot of fun milking up the positive experiences and seeing how the universe is absolutely taking care of you in every moment, and then reimagining how what you think is wrong could actually be right. And this is what you're doing as you interact with manifestation events. using the form and Jessica's help, processing these limiting beliefs and encouraging the beneficial beliefs. Everything that you truly want will come to you.
It's basically the same thing. We just find joy in everything, right? And have more fun, and there's nothing serious going on here.
Exactly. So you come to a state of acceptance, to an understanding that there is nothing important happening, that this is all joy, and that you don't have to dig and effort and struggle to find the joy. The joy is inherently there. It's your mental construct, your belief system, that causes you to perceive that there is no joy in something joyful. Now, your mind might race off to tragedies that are happening around the world. But the joy is that the soul experience of that's happening for those people is what they came to experience. Now, it is certainly something that you do not want to experience from your perspective, because you've done that before. You are not in that same situation. Whatever's going on for you is what you've come to explore. When you pay attention to people in your life or people in the news going through tragic times, all they're doing is having experience that will enhance their journey of self-discovery when they're ready for it.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hi, Joshua.
Yes, go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, yeah, I just had a little question. I thought during a recent video or a recent call that I felt your presence. Do you come from the non-physical to see our spiritual growth? Or I just wasn't sure if that was you I felt that came to check on us, or if that is or not.
We don't need to check on you. Your inner self, your guide and supporter, source itself, is fully involved with every moment of your life. Of course, we pop in from time to time because we're thrilled in your progress and what you're doing and how you're using this information. It brings us great joy, but you do not need us. You do not need anything other than your connection to your inner self. All of these teachings are about learning how to connect to that inner self. Once you've connected to your inner self and become a blended being, then in every moment, you will have the inspiration of what you could be doing to enhance your life. The only reason you're not connected fully is because there's some parts of your life where you are believing in an illusion of wrong or bad. You're believing things should be different. You might even be wishing things were different, wishing you were different, wishing the conditions were different, wishing other people were different. In that, you're simply being a victim, being one who perceives that how they feel is caused by outside conditions or outside people, being one who believes that if I was better than I am, I'd feel better. If they were nicer to me, I'd feel better. If the conditions were better, I'd feel better. If it wasn't raining, I'd feel better. If it wasn't so hot, I'd feel better. If it wasn't so cool, I'd feel better. And we want you to come to this awareness that you choose how you feel by your perspective, by your choice of perception of your reality. You can choose a perception of reality as the victim, damning things, hating things, wishing things were different. Or you can choose an absolutely love-based perception of reality where you see everything is right, where you know that there's joy in everything, where you perceive yourself as perfect as you are. You have come here in the illusion to explore the inauthentic version of you, and you've done that enough up until this point. You have come to the belief that you need a mommy and a daddy and a teacher and a leader and someone smarter than you to tell you what to do, and someone who's face challenges that you may be facing that has gotten through them, that knows how you should do it, but they can't know you. They don't know you. They can't even have a inkling of who you truly are. And so when you look outside yourself for guidance from anyone else, from support from anyone else, from needing anyone else, you're just not understanding your power, because you're perceiving yourself as less than, not enough, unworthy in some way. If you realize that you're absolutely worthy, you're absolutely perfect as you are at this moment, you've always been perfect, you have all the wisdom, intelligence, and inspiration coming from within, you have all the love coming from within, and that you are here to go on this journey from exploring who you're not to needing or wanting to find another option, another approach to life, and then to go on a journey of discovering who you truly are. When you flip those two approaches to life from the victim to the creator, well, sure, there's a little turbulence in the middle there, and you wish you'd have someone to hold your hand. And we come forward in these conversations to guide you in the writings, if you want to read them, or in the videos, if you want to watch them, or the podcasts, if you want to listen to them, to help you see the truth of who you are and how this reality works. And when you start seeing the truth, just at in the initial stages, you'll raise your vibration enough that you can perceive thoughts coming from a higher dimension. And those thoughts are coming from your inner self, your guidance supporters, source itself, letting you know that you're loved, letting you know that you're perfect, letting you know that you can do anything you want to do, letting you know that you have never, can never fail in anything you ever do, that it's all the experience, it's all good, there's nothing important is happening, that you can take everything less seriously, that you can have more fun and move towards what you're excited about, find your interests and passions, and then slowly but surely walk along that path of self-discovery, awakening to the fact that you are the source creator of your reality and that you can be, have, and do anything. And so now you can wrap your head around a new reality. What would it be like if I could actually be, have, and do anything? What would it be like if I could let go of all the resentment, all the regret, and all the worry about the future, let go of everything that I think is bad or wrong, and simply focus on joy, just joy. That's it. And then feel the inspiration coming in, notice the fear that pops up, and just push past the fear to do whatever you're inspired to do. Then you will be so aligned with your inner self that anyone else coming with any words of advice for you, you will just say, thank you for showing up, but I am taken care of. I have the information that I need for me. I appreciate you looking at me and thinking that I need some advice, but I'm going to follow my own inner voice from now on. And that's going to be a practice that isn't accomplished immediately. It takes a little bit of time, but you'll get there. Excellent question. Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes.
So I've had this desire to like fully embody the fact that I am source, and to have like this maybe like experience like third eye like opening and just like totally tap into that. Is that something?
Why do you want this experience?
I just think it would be cool. And it would like,
what would it feel like?
I feel like it would just erase any doubt, it would just be like this liberating, like, aha.
But excellent.
I can remember.
I wish I had $1 million, because if I had $1 million, it would allow me to give up my fear of not having $1 million. Or not having enough money, or not being able to pay the rent. I want the $1 million to get rid of that feeling of not having $1 million. I want the feeling of source, that I am source, to eliminate any doubt, any fear, any worry. You see how even that little desire is something you think you want based on the lack of what you have, thinking that it's going to solve some problem, the problem of doubt. When you are ready, you will be at a vibrational level. You'll be in vibrational vicinity of a thought or a spark or a vision, or something will come to you. This will not erase it out. This will just allow you to see something from a new perspective. That's all it is. Then you will go on a new journey. If I am source, then what is my life really about? What am I here to do? Why do I still limit myself, you see? So this vision or this knowing what it's like that to be the source creator of your reality will not solve problems. The problems must be solved first. the doubt must be contended with first. You must reach for this higher opinion of yourself. I am source. These are not problems. I am source. These doubts will never stop me. I am source. Sure, there are doubts roaming around, a remnant of my old belief system where I was not source, where I was just an individual trying to make it in this harsh reality. They will still linger there, because once you've attracted the limiting belief that attracted those thoughts of doubt, they will still be there. But you will not be limited by those thoughts of doubt. And so what's the inspiration coming? Because the inspiration is always coming to have that awakening moment, to have that glimpse of who you truly are. Are you acting on the inspiration? Or do you say, no, that method of awakening is wrong? Or I want to do it this way. I want to do it through a Kundalini experience, or I want to do it through a vision in a meditation, or I want to do it this way and this way and this way. You say, I'm perfect. I'm on my journey of self-discovery. Look at all I'm doing. Look at who I'm hanging out with. Look at the conversations I'm having. Look at the things I'm reading, I'm listening to, I'm watching. Look at how I'm changing my opinion of wrong and bad. Look at how I'm acting on some inspiration and pushing past fear. Look how much better I'm feeling. Look at how I've moved into a newer reality lately. Everything is working out perfectly. And when I'm ready, the moment will be perfect as well. And that will come to you. And you can't plan for that. You just have to prepare yourself through working on your set of beliefs, working on the limiting ones, making them less intense, working on the empowering ones, making them more intense, seeing yourself in the higher perspective. I am source. I am here. I am doing what I intended to be doing. Everything is working out perfectly as it always does. I am moving to greater levels of awareness. I'm processing all those limiting beliefs and the things I thought is wrong is right. I'm accepting more conditions. I'm accepting more people. I'm leaving alone control. I'm taking things less seriously. I'm having more fun. And if you're ready in this lifetime, that thought will come. And if you're not ready in this lifetime, that thought would not be useful to you. That awakening experience would not be useful to you if you weren't ready. And you can be assured that you intended this prior to your birth, and then it will come for you in this lifetime. There's nothing you need to do to make it happen. You'll be led step by step by step. If you're ready, you'll take action. If you're not ready, you won't. And you'll be led again. And you'll have to make a decision. Can I push past the fear to do this thing I'm inspired to do? Or will I back out? Will I chicken out? If you chicken out, that's fine. You're not ready. But then the inspiration will come, and it'll come, and it'll come. If you can get a little bit better at paying attention to the inspiration that's there now, even though it seems mundane, and acting on the inspiration as best you can in the moment, the universe will see this as a sign that you're ready. And you'll move rapidly. But first, you have to set up the platform first. It took Gary years to set up the platform. He didn't think he was anything special. He just thought this stuff was coming through his head, and he shared it with other people. He didn't think it was a big deal at all. In fact, he was shy about it. And then the boot camp came through. He did the boot camp, and he realized that he was a spiritual leader and teacher, not just a channel, but also that he could offer something from his perspective as well. And so he went into a new mode of operating. And then for a year and a half, he did that. And he pushed past tons of fear and did tons of new things he had never done before. Changed his life radically, or we should say allowed his life to change radically. Pushed through enough fear, acted on enough inspiration, found himself in a brand new reality, at a new platform, ready for an awakening moment to come without him realizing when it was going to come, how what form was going to come, or any of these things. So you're on that same journey. You will get there at your pace, and there's no rush. So just enjoy all of this now as you learn and grow, and know that everything you need is always coming to you at the time that's perfect for you. And it won't solve any problems. because there are no problems. Excellent. Who's next?
Okay. So one of the things that I love this idea of taking inspired action, but I think where I'm questioning myself is how to know the difference between inspired action and forced action. So if I have a feeling of something.
So many calories. Yeah.
Go ahead. If you have a feeling.
Like, science tells me that if I eat this many calories, burn.
Hold on.
It's so weird. She's on mute.
Connection. Okay. I wasn't connected. It's okay. Not
meant to be. So if I have this feeling of I want to do something, I'm struggling to understand, is it just my mind racing where it's a forced action, or is it inspired action? The idea of doing less to get more, when I sit and meditate, like I feel like I want to get up and do 100 things.
Excellent.
How do I know which is inspired versus which is forced?
This is a question that comes to those of you who are new to the bootcamp, and it will take a little time to understand the difference between an urge to control the conditions and action that's actually inspired. Action that's inspired from a place of love and joy and aligned fully with who you are. When you are in fear, think of a time in your life that you felt absolute rage at something happening to you. You've received lots of thoughts and urges to change the condition, all kinds of different ideas. And maybe it was to get into a fist fight or call the police or do something outrageous. Those times are very easy to understand where the action is coming from after a bit of time. But if you're in that moment, they seem absolutely reasonable. These are things I should do. I should protect myself. I should fight back. I should yell. I should be angry. However, if you look at those actions, fighting, yelling, fighting back, anger, those are all based in fear. And in the moment, it's hard to see that. We'll agree. But after a bit of time has passed, you can look back and say, no, all those actions were based in fear. It's not fun to fight. It's not fun to yell. It's not fun to be angry. When you receive true inspiration, it will come from a place of alignment. So when you're meditating, would you agree that at those times you're more likely to be in alignment than to be ornery or upset or angry?
Yes.
Now, you have lots of ideas that flow to you in alignment. And if you can pick out one idea, that will be the idea that you can work on. How about a nice trip to the Bahamas? Well, you can't really travel now. It's COVID. What's it going to be like? I'd have to wear a mask on the plane. Well, maybe they'll want me to quarantine. That's all the fear that will pop up. And so that will give you a little bit of doubt. Is this really an inspired idea? Well, the idea, taking a wonderful vacation to the Bahamas, certainly aligned with who you truly are, certainly aligned with love and fun and joy and travel and all these things that are high vibrational. Of course that's inspired. But then the fear pops up and says, oh no, it's going to be expensive, or I can't get the time off from work, or what will my neighbor say, or blah, 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 blah. Fear will always pop up because the idea is meant to move you to an expanded version of you. The fear comes along when you take that idea and you broadcast it into the future 50 steps ahead. And so the idea could be a beach in the Caribbean. And then your mind says, how about the Bahamas? What about the cost? What about the time? What about this and that and the other thing? Because you're projecting it way in the future. And that is always going to trigger limiting beliefs, because the version of you that has done the action, and that action might be to talk to a friend about going with you or to look up flights online. You see, the action is something simple that you can do in the moment. It's not every step along the way to manifest this thing. That's effort and struggle because you're doing it from your limited perspective. So we'll explain this idea in detail so you can get a glimpse of what inspired action is. You're meditating, you receive lots of ideas, When you're finished meditating, you pick one of them. How about going to the beach? How about going to somewhere sunny? And so your mind naturally is going to think of the fruition of this, the end game. And that could be a good thing because that could enhance the desire, sure. But more likely than that, it's going to trigger some fear. The only thing that you could do in the moment would be interesting. I wonder how much flights are. I wonder what kind of beautiful beaches I could find. I wonder if any of my friends have gone to somewhere interesting. I wonder what we could do if we stayed in America. I wonder what these things to do. So you could have one thing to do. I'm going to call my friend. Now, even that is going to bring up a little fear. What if they say I'm crazy for traveling now? What if they don't have any good ideas? What if they don't want to be bothered? What if they're doing something else? You see, fear's always going to pop up. And so a lot of you confuse the inspiration with trying to change conditions because you think that the action is going to be easy and fun. It is, but you have a little fear that pops up, which causes some disconnection there, because the version of you has to go through some of that uneasiness. You have to take the leap from one vibrational level to the next through that action. You have to change your limiting beliefs by pushing past the fear, which will prove that the fear is false. You might have the inspiration to buy a new house. And then immediately you race to things like, I wonder what my credit rating is. I wonder how much money it's going to cost. Now's a bad time to buy a house. You see all these things because you're not yet a homeowner. You've not yet gone through this process of buying a house. Let's just say it's your first time buying a house. You'll have fear because you'll have a very strong limiting belief that says houses are scary. They need a lot of work. You have to maintain them. They're very expensive. It's going to require a lot of money down. I have to go through a whole mortgage process. I have to find something. It's very competitive. That version of you that exists at a limited state that wants to go to a higher state will have to push past fear to take that action. Now, if the desire is not strong enough, you won't likely push past the fear. And so we say, ramp up the desire. If you understand that this thought is coming to you from inspiration, from your inner self, who knows how to move you from this limited version of you to an expanded version of you in joy, if you'll just take the action, then you can say, this is going to be worth pushing past fear. I don't know where it's going to go, but I have the inspiration to buy a house. I know I have a lot of doubt. I know there's a lot of fear there, but I'm going to take it one step at a time because I trust my inner self is leading me to another level for my highest good. I know that at this level where I exist is limited because I have not the experience of buying the house. And if I take enough steps and actually buy a house, a lot of my limiting beliefs will now be dissolved because they'll have enough information. The reason the limiting beliefs are limited now is because they don't have the information. Through the experiences, taking all the steps to actually buy a house, the expanded version of you will not have those same limiting beliefs because the action will add information to the limiting beliefs and they will no longer be limiting. Buy another house, buy another house, buy another house, and now it gets easier and easier and easier. And pretty soon, it's effortless to buy a house, where once, long time ago, it was an amazing amount of effort. Well, it was never more effort in the beginning than it was in the end. It was just there was more fear there. So the fear caused you to say that the inspired action might be a lot of effort. But that's pushing past fear is also of no effort. You just do it or don't do it. And then when you're inspired to phone a friend to see about a beach in the Caribbean, there's no effort in that. It's joyful. You're connecting with a friend and it's perfectly aligned with who you are. Do you have an example of something, an inspired idea that came to you?
So as I'm starting working with this new company, there were three or four different directions I wanted to go in and take this, take the revenue opportunity. And one is just very generic, and the other is a little bit more sort of outrageous, but exciting and inspired.
So okay. I was thinking, let's stop you right there. Which idea is more exciting?
Yes, the second idea.
And which idea has more fear?
The second idea.
Excellent. So in order to expand to the level that you're inspired to go through, you're going to have to push past that fear. And that fear is what you're considering to be effort and struggle, but it's not. You see, everything in that second idea that is more outrageous and more exciting and maybe more new is going to be a breeze if you can wrap your head around that the fear will always be there because you have a limited belief. The limited belief says, this is something new. What happens if I fail? If I fail, bad things can happen. If you didn't have that limiting belief, you could go through that fear very easily. Your inner self is saying that limiting belief is false. You cannot fail. This is going to be an experience. The experience is going to lead to your expansion. With expansion, you have more clarity. And if you can push past your fear to act on this idea, then you'll arrive at a place with more clarity and fewer limiting beliefs, ready to tackle something else. Now, let's put this in perspective here, because if you're saying, I have to make things happen, or I'm going to get fired, so I'm going to do either idea one or two so I can change the conditions and control my job security, then you're coming at it from an urge to control the conditions. But if you were to say, I accept where I am in the position of this company, I have the ability and have been given the authority to enact two different plans. They trust me with this. I'm going to do the one that's most exciting. And if I fail, I fail. If it falls apart, it falls apart. Because no matter what, it's going to lead to my expansion. And I'm here for the expansion. So let's go for it. Let's have fun. Let's have excitement. And let's always do the things we're inspired to do. Sure, there's going to be fear. Sure, we're going to have to move out of our comfort zone. But what is this life if it's not either a choice of living in fear, doing nothing, or pushing past fear to expand in guidance from your inner self to the life you were destined to live? This is the key for all of you who are thinking about where they could be moving along on a journey of self-discovery. Am I going to stay in my comfort zone? Am I going to play it safe? And am I going to perceive myself as a victim? Am I going to just think happy thoughts? Or am I actually going to receive inspiration, notice the fear, push past the fear, and do it anyway so that I can move along my path of self-discovery to an expanded level of awareness and gain more clarity? This is what you all came here to do. This is all calling to you at all times. You are completely connected to your inner self when you are in alignment. So make alignment your priority in life. You don't get to alignment by thinking things are wrong, by taking things seriously, or by wishing things are different. You get into alignment by having fun and thinking of the most exciting thing you can do in the moment. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, that was everyone. Awesome.
Thank you.
Bye, all.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.